This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome, everyone, to yet another episode of the... Actually, things have changed. That and more after a word from our sponsors, Autel and Pico Technology. Tired of guesswork in your auto diagnostics? Need to pinpoint faults quickly and accurately? PicoScope will turn your PC into a powerful diagnostic tool. See live waveforms from sensors, injectors, and ignition systems. See the problem? Solve it faster. Visit PicoAuto.com. That's PicoAuto.com. Autel delivers award-winning automotive diagnostic tools trusted by technicians across North America. Backed by Autel North America experts in sales, training, and technical support. From drivability diagnostics and TPMS service to ADAS and advanced safety systems, Autel helps technicians follow OEM procedures and repair with confidence. Learn more at autel.com. So I kind of did a thing. I've been talking about it for a while, but I decided that, and really wasn't just me. Honestly, it wasn't just me. It's really the team with the Automotive Repair Podcast Network, which is Carmen Tracy Capriotto. We talked about it a few times that the name Diagnosing the Aftermarket A to Z was kind of arrived on or arrived at to try to, try to encompass me really and my interests and what could all happen on the podcast, what subjects. And I didn't want to be limited to just automotive diagnostics or programming or technology. Like, I wanted to be able to talk about whatever I really felt like and explore the technology and explore the people that are in this profession. So, yeah, I mean, diagnosing the aftermarket, you know, was hinting at, I guess it was a tagline even, lifting the hood on life, lifting the hood on the profession, really, the industry. A to Z was to imply just the wide range, encompass everything. So yeah, there was going to be stuff about cars themselves, maybe case study-ish or case studies, maybe talking about tools and equipment, maybe talking about theory, how things work, and then the actual people stuff. Talking about divorce and death and suicide and just mental health, substance use disorder, addiction. We weren't limited. Relationships. I hate to say whatever I wanted it to be. I mean, I suppose fundamentally that's what it is, but also what it needed to be. What gaps could it look to fill, as well as, I don't know, just explore areas of interest. And I have a lot of different interests. I mean, there's been how many episodes talking about sports, movies, professional wrestling, and then, of course, psychology and guests, namely Margaret Light and my wife, Danielle, talking about mental health and substance use disorder. You know, I had an economist on, or really an economics professor. So that's how we got to the name. There's problems with it, though. And I don't know if I want to make it sound like it's just such big hang-ups, but I suppose concerns. There's concerns with it. I get a fair number of messages from people that listen, and that's awesome. But they found the podcast through other podcasts, which in and of itself is great. It's great that they're listening to the other podcasts. Mainly ones would be like the Automotive Diagnostic Podcast with Sean and Tommy. And another one is the Jaded Mechanic with Jeff. And those are two really big ones that people have found this podcast through. Quite a few of them, when they're saying that, following those other podcasts just because they started searching for automotive related podcasts or auto repair related, automotive technician or technical specialist, mechanical specialist related podcasts, something that they would find interesting. Following those, rightfully so. But this one didn't show up anywhere. Part of the reason is the title. It doesn't have automotive in it anywhere, really. And diagnosing is not limited to auto repair, right? That involves medical, anything, really. And then aftermarket is not uniquely automotive related. And so you start thinking about it and considering that it needs to have automotive in it somewhere, or auto repair, or something that would allow those seeking podcasts like this or others to find them. And so that was a big push to think about changing the name, changing the title. Automotive Field Theory was a front runner, along with, I think, like Quantum Mechanic. Clearly, you could see a parallel between the two. Ultimately, it's Automotive Field Theory wins out because it's a play on words. I like the play on words. I guess so is Quantum Mechanic, but I don't know. Automotive Field Theory just seemed more appropriate. It is a play on words. One, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I am very passionate about physics. It's something since as far back as I can remember, before grade school, going to the library with my mom. So a library is a building with books that you can borrow, for those of you that don't know. And you get a library card for, I think, free. And then you can borrow the books and read them, and then you give them back and they give you more books, or you can go get more books. But I would just attack the science, namely space. Was not content with just the children's area, would ended up in the adult nonfiction area when you had to look up books with card file Dewey Decimal System. Yeah, it just never really waned. I just never thought in a million years, and it's not like I have, but gained anywhere in the field like that. But at no point did I ever feel like in middle school, high school, that I would be somebody that could pursue a career in science, physics. That was probably wrong. Not because I'm so freaking smart. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Everything to do with not understanding that you didn't really need to be super, super, super smart to be in the field. Regardless, I'm very passionate about it. And one of the really promising theories, kind of, I guess, if you will, a theory of everything, is quantum field theory. We're probably familiar with quantum mechanics. And quantum field theory, I think, is really, it takes quantum mechanics and quantum electrodynamics and kind of unites them into one theory. Is it a perfect theory? Absolutely not. Because, man, if they could quantize or come up with a quantum theory of gravity, that would be all over the news. I mean, I would think it would be all over the news. But it's one of the more promising theories. I reference it a lot, try to wrap my head around it as best I can. And so, yeah, you have automotive field theory, quantum field theory. Neat play on words. And then, of course, we have automotive in there. It's related to the field. Get it? It's related to the profession. And then the field, right? Quantum field is kind of a, really don't want to go down the rabbit hole of particle physics right now, I don't think. So we'll just stick to this. But you have the automotive field, the entire field. There's an episode I did where I talk about when I go into schools to discuss a career involving auto repair, really cars and light trucks, and really anything in the transportation sector. And you really start out at the very beginning with, you need people to design the car, like draft it. And artists, a lot of times, to, you know, craft it, if you will, or come up with the concepts in clay, right? You need artists to do that. As far as I know, I don't think they've sent robots to do that just yet. I'm sure it's a matter of time. But there's the origin, the very beginning of a car, of a vehicle, the designers, the imagination. And then there's the engineering of it all to make it work. And the sourcing of who's going to design or where are we going to buy these parts from? Who's going to build these parts from for us? And then there's the actual assembly plant or the manufacturer of the parts themselves, and then the assembly, and then the shipping to the dealers, and the selling, and the maintaining there, and the modifying or accessories. And then it goes into the independent world, presumably out of warranty, and the collision side of things. And it goes on and on and on, right? All the way to the very end when it gets recycled or junked out, right? You think about that. If you build that almost is like a timeline. This is a terrific example of just the wide ranges of things you can do in this field. Most of us operate kind of in that independent repair service, maybe some accessories, and then maybe involved to a degree with collision. Those of you or us doing a lot of programming are probably involved with the collision shop. If you're doing ADOS calibrations, stuff like that, even electrical diagnostics post-collision, even before they've finished the vehicle or started working on it, even at the collision shop or afterwards, if there's issues afterwards. Yeah, we're kind of joined a little bit at the hip. Is your shop ready for the electric vehicle revolution? Don't get left behind. The Picoscope EV Kit is your all-in-one solution. Diagnose any electric or hybrid vehicle, from high-voltage batteries to complex communication systems. With guided tests and pinpoint accuracy, you'll tackle more jobs and boost your bottom line. This isn't just a tool. It's your future. Be the expert in EV repair. Visit PicoAuto.com to future-proof your shop today. That's PicoAuto.com. Autel is a global developer and manufacturer of award-winning professional automotive diagnostic tools and service equipment, trusted by technicians, educators, and shop owners across North America. With diagnostics at their core, Autel's real-world solutions support repair workflows ranging from full-system vehicle diagnostics to servicing the most advanced automotive technologies. What sets Autel North America apart is the team behind the tools. Dedicated experts across sales, training, and technical support, each bringing deep, hands-on experience supporting professional technicians. When questions arise, you're working with people who understand the vehicles, the procedures, and the real-world demands of modern repair. Whether diagnosing complex drivability concerns, servicing TPMS systems, validating repairs, or working with ADOS and advanced safety technologies, Autel tools are engineered to support accurate, efficient repairs in strict accordance with OEM procedures and standards. To learn more about Autel and their diagnostic solutions, visit autel.com, AUTEL.com. Locksmith world, I would never, ever, ever pretend that I'm a locksmith. I am not. I was really happy when NASDAQ changed it from LSID to VSP because I feel more comfortable with that. There's a couple locksmiths in town. They're the real deal. They can look at keys and know the bidding. I can't. That's a world we're getting thrust into, and vice versa. Locksmiths are, if they're going to deal with cars, they're getting thrust into our world a little bit. Also, if they have the ability to program keys, a lot of times they need factory tooling. Now they have the tools and equipment to do programming and calibrating and stuff like that. So these worlds are colliding, if you will. But it's all in the same field. I guess I really like the play on words. I like the multiple meaning, if you will. And then theory, I guess, is just, you know, maybe we'll err more on the hypothesis side than theories, but there is a lot of theory. We talk about theory on here, not just automotive technology theory or how a system works theory, but also economic theory and psychological. So yeah, it just seemed like a good time to do it. Seems very logical. And hopefully it helps others find this podcast. And then maybe I can return the favor. And through this podcast, they can find the others as well. And not just, you know, Automotive Diagnostic Podcast and Jaded Mechanic, but also the many terrific podcasts on this network, Business by the Numbers, and that one that Craig Guy does. I mean, you could probably skip that one. Probably a good idea. No, Speak Up with Craig O'Neill. It's terrific. Craig's terrific. He's super, super smart and a very neat person. Very nice guy. He puts up with a lot of my crap. And then you have the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Two people that, I mean, they're in it, right? They have a shop, right? And if you haven't watched it or listened to it, I urge you to. The banter is terrific between husband and wife, and just not only the evolution of the podcast, but their evolution is really neat to listen to. It really is. And then the Weekly Blitz with Chris Cotton, another amazing resource with a really interesting person who has some really interesting perspectives, and some of them hit hard. If you've listened to any of them, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, check it out. Give them a shot. So yeah, hopefully with a different title like this, maybe a better search can kind of return the favor and send some listeners their way as well. And really, fundamentally, the podcast won't change much. Hopefully more guests, get some more guests on here more regularly. I have some ideas for guests. And I honestly also think the name helps with that. If anything, it saves like 5 syllables. That's not nothing, right? I mean, that 5 syllables over the course of, I mean, if you were to say that every day, that saves seconds a day. Do you know how much time that is over a year? I mean, it's, yeah, time savings. But seriously, I just think, yeah, the title fits. I think it fits me better. Very excited about it. Tracy worked really, really hard. Tracy worked very, very hard on the logo. Give that a look. Let us know what you think. And yeah, really want to thank you guys for listening. Really want to see where this goes now and start seeing if we can keep pushing an envelope, maybe push it a little harder. And if there's guests that you do want to see on here, please don't hesitate to fire off their names. And except for Craig O'Neill, I'm just kidding. He is going to be one of the very first guests with the new titled podcast. Looking very much forward to that. Yeah, really want to thank you again for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, Pico Technology and Autel. And thank you to the Automotive Repair Podcast Network for making this all possible and letting me rename the show. So until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Automotive Field Theory with Matt Fonslow on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at arpn.app because the best conversations in the industry start here. Want Matt to cover a specific topic? Well, check the show notes for his email. Your input matters.